Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
So Leon, we have been friends for quite some time. It's 2019, and I want to say that we've been friends at least for 15 years, or at least, like, we met back in 2004 in Paris at the festival in Paris.
And that was the time that you were doing like a tour with Mark Anthony's group, right?
It wasn't a tour. It was just that event, actually.
Really? I thought, because I feel like I saw you in Paris and then I saw you in Hamburg.
That was the year after. Paris was 2004. And then Cannes and Hamburg were 2005.
Okay. Yeah, we've known each other a long time then.
Yeah, wow. I actually didn't even realize we know each other that long. Shit.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
True. I feel like our connection back then is pretty much the same now. Like, I felt whenever I met you, whatever circumstance we met under, like, it was so authentic, and you've always been like that joker, kind of sarcastic and fun and creative. And I know I clicked with you back then like that, you know, and that's the same reason that I appreciate you today, you know?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, man. I even remember joking with you. Where were we? In Curaçao? And we were just by the Turukipang.
Oh my God.
And I was on one of my rolls, man. I couldn't stop joking. I just remember just crying, like, for the longest time, just laughing for the longest time. That's crazy. Yeah, we've been going a while, man. We're going a while.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, actually, with salsa. There are people that you meet that you're not entirely sure where your friendships are going to go, how long you're going to know them, if you're going to still have a relationship with them, you know, a few years down the road. It's nice to have, like, look at where we've come now. You know, we've got our podcast together.
We're making a podcast together. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. Yeah. I remember throwing a shoe at the stage when you were on stage. Do you remember that?
And really? I missed. Why?
Because you made a joke. You probably made a short joke. And I took off my shoe and I threw it at you. And I missed you. The bottom of the stage was such a small piece of space. And I did not even get over that. So I just improved the short joke.
Where was that?
I think that was in Croatia. You were emceeing. And yeah, that did not work out the way I planned it.
Oh, I remember that was in the hotel, right? That was
when the shows were inside. Yeah,
the only times I hosted down there.
Yeah,
we have been around the place, you know, but it is crazy the scene, because you meet so many people, but it's like it's almost like going to a market and you see so many things. And you might pick up a couple of things along the way, but then you won't see them again. You know, right. you won't be in that same situation, or you won't have that same experience. Because you always, you know, when you're away for a weekend, you have like these intense experiences with people, and then that's it.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget who I'm having that experience with.
I've had that many times. I've actually met people later, you know, a few years later at a different event, and maybe they remember that moment more than I did. It's not to say that I wasn't 100% present in that moment. It's like you compartmentalize your events, right? You go to so many events, you're like, okay, I remember everybody for this weekend right now. And next weekend, I'm going to a completely different place. I don't have space in my mind to keep all of these people in there. And so you like eliminate that. And then you see somebody who you met in Asia, in New York, and you're like, I don't know you. Why would I know you? And you're like, oh, we hung out. I was like, oh, right, different folder. Frick, I gotta like go
exactly.
back and
open it's crazy.
That. Yeah.
It is so strange. Like you would never expect this kind of thing. Like the average person that does, you know, goes to work every day and goes out on the weekend, they won't have these type of experiences because they are so intense.
Right.
We do have these such intense experiences. But in saying that, I have made so many. Well, I won't say so many. I have like a small circle of close friends. like the, really close.
The ones you that, dress up with feathers in, I know.
My carnival crew. There's about 8 or 9 of us, and like I've known all of them between 21 years and 10 years. 10 years and 21 years.
Damn. Actually, yeah. You said one of your friends in the group is the one who asked you to talk about this, right?
That was Dwayne. This was Dwayne's suggestion to talk about, you know, long-lasting friendships.
Dwayne with dreads?
Well, there probably is a Dwayne out there with dreads, but no, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Trini Dwayne that lived in New York.
Ooh!
Now lives in Miami.
Dwayne Kingston,
there you go. It was him. It was his idea for this conversation.
I know that guy, man. I've known him since when he lived in New York. I've known him since probably at least 2005 or 6. Like when I used to come to New York and go to the socials and everything. I remember seeing him out all the time. And we got along really well, too.
Yeah, so, I think he might have been in Paris around about the time that you were there. I'm not 100% sure, but I've got this feeling that because I met him in Paris.
It's a small world, man.
I met him in Congress.
And that's the thing. I feel like the dance really makes this world so much smaller. And it instantly breaks that kind of like mistrust. You know, when you meet somebody, you're like, hey, what do you want from me? You're like, oh, you want to dance. That's cool because I want to dance too. And so you don't really have that.
Yeah, you already have something in common. So
exactly.
Yeah. But you shouldn't trust people with your bank account, no.
Definitely not. Well, it's crazy, though, because aside from you, who I've known since, I would say, at least 2004, I remember, like, I'm still pretty close with Super Mario and Ismael, who lives in New Jersey from Caribbean Soul.
The million man of the East and the million man of the West.
Exactly. A million, yes. Well, east of the...
Well, if you're standing right in the middle of the ocean.
All right, fine. So starting in the middle of the ocean. Anyways, Ismael and Mario, I met them both the same year in 2001 at an event in Toronto. And I was super persistent and annoying, asking them to dance and everything. And they were very forgiving with me. And after all of these years, like when I see them, they just feel like family. And the best thing, similar to how I've known you, is there's no change, you know, like even all the years of travel and success and fame and recognition hasn't like changed any of you guys. You're still down to earth, except for you. You think you're like Superman and stuff, but
referencing a past episode there. Yeah, it is cool. And it's like with technology now, the WhatsApp and whatever else, I'm a lot closer than I would have been, I guess. You know, because all of my close friends in the small group I was talking about, they are all spread around the world.
Same here. Some of my best friends, actually, that I've met through Salsa, some of my closest friends don't live here. I have, like, maybe 2 or 3 of them, but I have friends in Turkey, in Atlanta, in Asia, you know, like all over the world. But thank God for technology because, yeah, I can shoot them a quick message anytime I want. I can have a video call anytime I want. It's really amazing. I have to say that Salsa has brought some of the best and some of the worst things into my life. But in terms of like really good friendships, the people that I've become friends with as a result of Salsa, I cannot see our relationships and our friendships ending, even if we didn't dance Salsa anymore.
Here's a question for you. Are you still friends with like people from before Salsa?
Ooh, that's tough. Like I'm friends with all my Toronto people, but my Toronto people are Salsa people for the most part. Actually, I would say I'm friends with, if I think really hard, 2 people. So one of them is a friend whose name is Dwayne, actually.
With dreads?
I think he might have had dreads for some time, but I've known that guy since I was 13. And he ended up playing for like MLS, Major League Soccer, and everything in the U.S. And we still keep in touch. So anytime he comes to New York, I go back to Toronto. You know, we'll shoot each other a message and see if we can get together for a coffee.
Name drop in.
I didn't put his last name in there. So I'm still friends with him. So that's probably possibly my longest friendship. And then I'm also friends with my high school teacher.
That sounds weird.
No, not at all. He was the coolest teacher in high school, and he's always kept in touch. Like, over all of these years, every year we talk, maybe two or three times a year, and just like to see what I'm doing. And he's following me on Facebook to see where I've traveled to. He's asked me for tips. He's like, hey, I'm going to Europe for this time. Like, what should I do and what should I see? It's pretty cool. So I'm still friends with those two people. How about you?
I'm thinking most of my good friends from before Salsa, just before Salsa, I've lost contact with most of them every so often because of Facebook. We'll send each other a message here and there, but it's not that closeness. There was one guy actually who I should pay more attention to that really inspired me. I used to work with him and he inspired me to learn languages. Mm. He was somebody that traveled all over the place. And this is one person that, I've known since I was 16.
So that's 40 years now?
Yeah, right. It's more like 5. Anyways, that's probably the only person that I've really kept in contact with from before Salsa. So what I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you do have a friend out there, why not share this podcast with them?
Your face, man, is just as shocking as your voice must have been to everybody on the podcast right now. Well, hey, actually, that is a brilliant piece of advice, whether you've had friends for 2 years or 20 years. Share the podcast with them. Let them know you love them and appreciate them and that you're enjoying something and you want to share what you enjoy with them, just like we have all done, and that's how we've made our friendships.
Exactly. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you or hear you or feel you.
Weird.
You can feel a person on the dance floor.
I was going to say SSF. SSF. Wow. I was totally screwed up that. SFF forever. But actually, SFF already has forever in it. Because that would be Salsa Friends forever, forever.
If there are any doctors listening to this podcast, please, please analyze what Magna Gopal is saying. And please let me know privately if she needs medication.
All of this is staying in. You said pod class and then you said manana. Okay, so you're talking to me about not speaking properly. Oh, God. On that note, guys, we will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.